AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Traffic started to pick up around some of the biggest airports across the country as millions hit the road for Thanksgiving. CBS's Steve Futterman is at LAX.
This morning, the roads around Los Angeles International Airport were pretty empty, but now as the afternoon and the evening has finally approached, we are seeing large traffic jams. You hear people honking their horns as they're a bit late maybe for their flights. The crowds are going to increase this evening, and then of course tomorrow we're really going to see the large crowds the day before Thanksgiving, one of the busiest travel days of the year. Steve Futterman, CBS News at Los Angeles International Airport.
The man suspected of shooting up a gay club in Colorado Springs will make a video appearance in court tomorrow from jail. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Anderson Lee Aldrich is out of the hospital. Colorado Springs Police Department turning him over to the county jail. And there's new information on his background. He was known as Nicholas Brink until age 15, when he changed his name. That action reportedly coming after he'd been viciously bullied online.
He's accused of killing five people. Today, President Biden called to thank one of the men who stopped him.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where Governor Kathy Hochul has signed two bills dealing with the rise in hate crimes.
The first bill requires individuals convicted of hate crimes to undergo mandatory training in hate crime prevention. The second bill establishes a statewide campaign around inclusion, tolerance, and understanding of diversity. I want this to be a national model.
It comes on the heels of a foiled plot to shoot up a New York City synagogue. The two suspects were arrested at Penn Station last week, and a person of interest is in custody for allegedly hurling bricks at a New York City gay bar three times in the past week.
The man accused of killing one person by crashing into an Apple store says it was an accident. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
53-year-old Bradley Rain appeared in court this morning explaining his foot was stuck under the accelerator of his Toyota 4Runner before it smashed into the business, pinning some customers to the back wall.
He faces reckless homicide charges. The Supreme Court's cleared the way for Donald Trump's tax returns to be released. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The timing of this is really important because the Democrats only will control the House for a few weeks remaining. But it looks like during that time, the tax returns will finally be disclosed.
The Biden administration is extending a pause on federal student loan repayments to allow the Supreme Court to rule on the legality of its debt relief program. That pause will now end no later than June 30th. The Dow added about 400 points today, the NASDAQ up 149. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. It's true, for the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members now. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yeah, they can handle your bills, too. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, before November 30th, they will waive your new member fee. So you're going to save even more. MediShare is the gold standard in healthcare sharing. And joining right now makes a lot of sense. Again, pay no new member fees if you join now and start enjoying great savings and a great way to handle your health care. Call now, 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE, 866-88-BIBLE.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 17. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 44. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, overcast. Cloudy skies expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 44. 40 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Educators talking education Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Johnny, I could smell the turkey cooking in Washington all the
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, welcome back. And here we're here with Alan Kalinge and talking student loan justice here back on live radio. And we got a caller, Mike from Ohio. We love when we have a callers. Callers out there, always call us in at 844-967-2789. Tonight we're talking student loan justice, and we got Mike here from Ohio. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Well, it's kind of out. I'm pretty bad shape with it. When I got out of college, I didn't get a degree. I ended up having some issues with math due to my high school where I went and didn't get algebra going through high school and went through algebra about 6 to 8 times, never passed. I got $43,000 in student loans. I've always been a single wage earner in our family, and I ended up couldn't make the payments. Ended up filing a bankruptcy thinking the student loan was in the bankruptcy. And at the end of the bankruptcy, I had to pay $1,000 to them. And I thought, well, hey, that's paid off. Come to find out that I ended up getting over $26,000 in the interest. And I've been on forbearances and everything since. And right now, yeah, they need to get this S-2598 and H-R-9110 passed. Now, listen, politicians out there, I've been hauling stuff all through this pandemic, and I've been making sure these hospitals have been stocked. And you guys ought to get off your butt and help us out a little bit and get these bills passed so we can get the student loan stuff taken care of. It's not funny with the bankruptcy protection being gone from it. They can come in and garnish your wages any time. And I'm pretty aggravated with it,
man. And you sound like it, Mike. And we would there. I know. And Alan, you've heard Mike's story. You said there in the chat room. I heard that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Mike's story is not unique at all. You know, the founding fathers called for uniform bankruptcy laws in the Constitution. A lot of people don't realize ahead of the power to declare war and raise an army. The stripping of this uniquely from student loans gives the lenders a license to steal. And what you said earlier, Tim, the incentives around this whole entire lending system are completely perverted and corrupted. The lending side can make far more money on a defaulted loan than a loan that remains in good stead. The borrowers can't run, they can't hide. These Orwellian collection powers exist on behalf of the federal government to far more than just garnish wages. They can garnish social security checks and disability, and they can get people fired from public employment. They can get their federal licenses revoked. You know, we have doctors, nurses, dentists who have been barred from operating under Medicare. You know, the collection powers would make a mobster envious. And so what we have here is a government-sponsored predatory loan sharking racket, for lack of a better word.
And that keeps coming across to me in a way that I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, I hear the against student loan quote forgiveness. So forgiveness itself is the wrong term. I was thinking about that after last week. It was like, oh, I did something wrong and you're going to forgive me. And actually what I did was I took out a loan so I could go to school so that I could come back and contribute to the society, make a little bit more money and actually pay taxes, pay back my loan. And as I hear more about this and I even think about my own situation, you know, people are like, well, Tim, I don't understand how you're 55 years old and why you still owe the amount of money you owe. Well, there is a little bit of complexity there. You know, after my first student loan and undergraduate, I was teaching for a while, made the payments, went back to school, put my loan in, you know, in a forbearance at that point so I could go back to school and get more education. But during that forbearance, though, that's what it is. They start then rounding, you know, it's like the wheel starts rolling and it starts clicking. So what you put in forbearance goes up with interest rates and penalty charges, and then you're accumulating new student loan debt. And then all of a sudden, here you find yourself 30 years later and you've paid back more than what you've ever taken out and you still owe is same amount. It's so mind-boggling. What, help me out, Alan.
Well, you know, people say, why should the taxpayers pay for your loans through forgiveness? I don't call it forgiveness. I call it cancellation. I think you're exactly right. But, you know, this is a lending program that when Lyndon Baines Johnson rolled it out in 1965, when he signed the Higher Education Act into law, he declared that the loans would be, quote unquote, free of interest. Well, today, $100 billion a year in interest alone is added onto the backs of the citizens. This is not anything like what the founders, certainly not the Congress of 1965, people who created the Higher Education Act. This is not what they envisioned.
Well, you know, and here I got an email actually from a listener in New York, Carl. Carl says, hey, what you guys are talking about, it's a feature, not a bug. And he says, thanks, MBNA Joe Biden. Anyone expecting him to help is stupider than me. I tried to warn people, and stupid Americans even fell for it again with the measly $10,000 relief carrot dangled out in front of them, which demented Joe knew would be challenged. Suckers. Wow. Is Carl going to an extreme there? Or
he's just frustrated, right?
No, Johnny, yeah.
People are really frustrated with this, but I'm on both sides of the aisle, if we want to call it that. I mean, whether you're blue card carrying, you know, Democrat, or you're a Republican, however you land on this, historically, Democrats landed on being supportive of education and making public education accessible and as close to free to the learner at the point of access as possible. That's been sort of a party platform, you know, item for decades, if not longer. Well, we knew, like Mike has said here and others, we knew that this was not going to be the case, in particular with Joe Biden. And so, you know, we got dangled a little carrot that there would be some relief or there would be some emphasis and attention on, you know, addressing the student loan crisis that this economy has on its hands. And we got absolutely what we expected. Nothing from Joe and company. And
but when so, we get, Democrats hey, though,
have to be really serious about this.
Yeah, so when we get back, 844-967-2789, Busted Pencils, back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at WAUKradio.com.
You are never far. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 17. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 44. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, overcast. Cloudy skies expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 44. 40 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Oh, loan rehabilitation services. It says it will solve all of my problems. Alan, should I hit accept?
No, do not. Turn off your computer and throw it away. Run far and fast.
Wait, you know, why? Why? Wait, it's rehabilitation. I need rehab, man.
Yeah, no, it's not that. That's what they call it. But what it really is taking, a $50,000 defaulted student loan, paying a whole bunch of money, typically for 10 months, to some agent. And then after 10 months, you sign for a new, much, much larger, maybe $100,000 even. That's not unheard of. A brand new, shiny, non-defaulted student loan. And the people, the agents that get you to do this, make a 16% commission. So they claim it's the be-all, end-all. But the key point here is that around 80% of these rehabilitated loans wind up defaulting a second time, and the whole roller coaster starts over again. So you can see how, you know, with two rehabilitations, you can see how a $50,000 headache can become a $250,000 monstrosity in the space of, you know, a few years. I tell people loan rehabilitation is exactly the last thing you want to do. And anybody trying to rope you into loan rehabilitation is trying to make a massive payday on your back.
Well, here it is again, right? Right. I mean, you're using this language too to lure people. It's, you know, it's this idea of rehabilitation. And, you know, when you're in these straits, you know, when we talked about, you know, Christian, who took out $74,000, paid back $175,000, and still owes $235,000, that's crushing, as they say. That's a crushing debt. And so to see, quote, relief, rehabilitation, I'm going to go for that. Yes. And it's because it promises to fix this problem. And what you're saying, though, is this just adds to the problem and essentially gives me just a new loan with a 16% collection on top of that. And I have more loan to pay off. What a pain. Johnny Lupinacci, tell me about loan rehabilitation. Oh, and just put out the number there, too. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789. Johnny, did you know about this loan rehabilitation scam?
No, man, I'm always confused because I'm with the group. You know, I'm kind of in the boat of I'm paying until I don't have to pay anymore. And it's likely I'll be paying forever unless they do something on these. You know, I don't want to necessarily, I never even thought about not calling it forgiveness. I've internalized this whole, like, I've made a mistake and gotten student loans, but there was really never an option to get a degree to become a teacher when I did in the late 90s without dealing with the massive tuition increase that was happening at state schools across our country at the end of, you know, the end of the 1990s. And so by early 2000s, a degree cost a lot more than it had 10 years even previous. So in order to have that teaching certificate and to become a teacher, it required that I took out loans. So, you know, I've just sort of surrendered to them for a really long time, but couldn't be a stronger advocate in favor of, I don't care how much I paid. I just want them gone for everybody, because it's sort of like we need to do a redo, and there's going to need to be borrowing of some level at some point. Because everyone should be able to get an education, but it can't be predatory, and it can't be on the model where you end up like a lot of us paying, and a lot of our callers paying without any end. And if we do the math, right, I have a math teacher, I have the degree, I do the math, I'm paying that balance until the end. And for listeners, it's not a tiny sum. It's more expensive than mortgages. It's more expensive than rent, than any kind of, I mean, I don't know very many teachers, even without loans, that drive fancy cars, but it's more than, you know, a modest to high end car payment. It is a significant percentage of your paycheck that goes to a minimum payment on a loan that will never end. And so it starts to feel a little bit like, well, I have to put it out of my view. And so that becomes even more dangerous to these kinds of programs like loan rehabilitation, because I might see that too, Tim, and be like, man, you know what? If I was paying closer attention to this money I'm literally burning every 2 weeks, right? I've already paid back what I took and then some, but I still owe. So I'm burning this money every couple of weeks. I've just cooked it into my earnings. But imagine if I could spend that in the community. Imagine if I could invest that into my children's education, future, and paying. So I want to see it all reset for all the people out there. It's an immediate stimulus to our economy. And I don't mean that people shouldn't have to pay for education. We just have to really build some ethical parameters around what that payment looks like, what the cost is, and what repayment looks like, with the knowledge now that we can't end up where we are right now again. And we will if we just reset and wipe it clean and start over. You can guarantee we start over with like, I like how Alan said earlier, like the mafia would be upset about the collecting, you know, privileges that these loan companies have. I mean, starting over without any regulation on what the start over looks like would be like open market season on even more predatory loans. And so we want to wipe it clean, but also really advocate for some regulation around what it means to have access to quality education, right, at our public institutions. I know private schools are part of this, but that's always historically and forever will be a separate entity. But let's really look at what the masses can get, have access to our community colleges, our state colleges, our important degree programs, like becoming a nurse, becoming a teacher, right? Becoming a social worker. We regularly say on both sides of the political aisle that this country is in a mental health crisis. Well, how are we recruiting people to be therapists, counselors, and in service of our community's health needs? They're going to have to go to expensive college programs, right? And so we need to make it not only affordable for them, but something that isn't generationally, you know, stifling their economic stability and growth.
Alan.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, frankly, I think the founding fathers are looking down at this loan scam that has gone so far off the rails. And they're going, why are our citizens, how did they allow themselves to be conquered and enslaved? Why are they tiptoeing around on eggshells, afraid of the federal government, which we never designed to be a strong thing over the people? Why have they not taken their loans and burned them and like thrown the ashes in Boston Harbor? And frankly, I think that's actually happening. Not literally happening, but you know, as I said, before the pandemic, two-thirds of all borrowers nearly had given up. They said, nope, no more. And we've had 2.5 years to think about it. I would be stunned if even 1 in 5 borrowers resume paying their loans when and if the people in Washington ever build the courage up to try and turn it back on.
Well, as we just found out, student loan repayments are on pause. Thank you, Joe Biden. Numbers 844-967-2789.
Give us a call, man. We love when you call us.
Fully led at Education Talk, educated educators talking education. Our guest, Alan Collins from Student Loan
Justice.org.
I had a little bit of a brain melt there for a second. You know, it happens. Well, because it's weighing on me because I'm talking about myself here and I'm just thinking about this and just wondering, like,
you just
got to
be like Johnny and burn money every couple of weeks.
It's just such a thing when you think about it. But Alan, you talked about this and I've seen this out there, you know, like a student loan tea party or whatever, right? Ripping it up or, you know, draft card burning, throwing away my student loan receipt. I don't know, like, you know, putting it on my computer and dragging it to the trash can now, I guess, and making that. Is boycotting in that way? Is that something people are considering? Have you heard about it? Is it a tactic? Won't that just make it worse on me?
Well, you know, people have talked about a boycott or some people said a student loan strike. But, you know, what's happening here is neither of those things. People are done. They're finished. They're simply not going to pay. And the ramifications for them, as long as bankruptcy protections remain gone from the loans, it could get very ugly with all the collection.
Right. I was going to say, Alan, can't your wages be garnished for student loans?
Yeah, well, you know, people can bulletproof themselves. You know, you can be a 1099 contractor and there's no wage to garnish. They can't touch you. You can, you know, put your assets and you can hide your assets in the backyard. You know, there's many things that people can do and are doing.
You can't work at a public institution. You can't work for a university or a public school and hide, though. So
that's true.
Our teachers are in it.
It really depends on the borrower's circumstances. But, you know, the key to this whole thing I have seen is getting bankruptcy back. And so there's two bills in the House and Senate right now that will crack that egg and finally give us our constitutional rights back. That's S-2598 in the Senate, H.R. 9110 in the House. It has to be passed by the end of the year or we're screwed.
Yeah. And Alan, we're going to get a caller here, but I want to come back to that bankruptcy thing because I wonder, and I know quite a number of folks I've talked to over the years who experience bankruptcy mostly due to their student loan debt. And I wonder if bankruptcy rights get restored, if that will retroactively go back for them or not. So that's another thing.
Yeah, let's hold that, Alan, hold that answer to the question. Joanne from Madison. Joanne, welcome to Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Are you a deadbeat student loan borrower?
No, I had my education in the 1970s. I was able to earn enough money during summer vacations to fund everything in a luxury apartment in Madison. And I apologize to my students. I'm a professor, and I apologize to my students every year. And I say, we got something very precious, and we got it at a lower price than you do, than you're getting it. And it was still high quality. And I'm concerned about the mental health aspects of all of this because I have students who are incredibly serious, almost suicidal about messing up one semester or having something happen to them where even a course, you know, they can't fulfill that course and they think their life is over because of that financial investment. And I compare it to what happened to me. I mean, I blew whole years. You know, one program I didn't like it, I went to another program, and I'm a professor now, and I've written books and stuff like that. So it's not like I'm a failure in terms of education. It was different. The money makes things qualitatively different in a very deep sense for the students. And I'm afraid about depression. I want to relate to what you were just saying about a boycott. I would love it if people got out of their depressive states, got the anger together, and did something along this line. So thank you very much for your discussion. Bless you with your efforts.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. Thank you for the call, man. Johnny, I saw you.
Tim, that's it. That's the thing we need to remember is I talked about being on the cusp of affordable education. At a state college, my freshman year in 1996, I was able to make enough money in a summer camp, being a summer camp counselor, to pay a majority of my tuition. Now, of course, that wasn't my room and board and all that, but most of my tuition was paid in full, right? I remember being able to go in and pay it from my own checking account as a college student in 1996. By the time I was graduating, that same state school tuition had increased so much that that summer job was almost not even a drop in the bucket. In fact, it didn't even make sense for me to have that summer job. It made more sense for me to do what I was being told, take out more loans and take summer classes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there is a real truth to this. And Joanne talked about it because public education was started to get defunded by the state, right? And so they started to allocate needing more funds from students. And it became a huge racket for not only higher education, but for states to have to allocate less money to those schools and for this whole loan industry to take off.
Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. One more segment. When we get back, we're going to explore with Alan that bankruptcy issue. Busted Pencils right after the break.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to Asgos, Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM, The Shaw, and WAUK 540 AM.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to dance.
That's how we do it all the time. Any way you want it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education. Talk, educated educators talking education. Student loan justice.org. Alan Collins on the show. The number is 844-967-2789. Before the last break, though, and a great caller from Joanne, Johnny asked you this, Alan, like the bankruptcy. Johnny, frame that up again for Alan.
Well, we were talking about how like including student loans in bankruptcy would be just massive, just absolutely massive, because it would allow for the people who are experiencing true financial hardship to get back on their feet. And that's an important part to having a strong economy, is having a pathway for hardworking people to stay on above water, and when they get under, to have a way to get back above. So it's important. Most people don't take advantage of it. We covered that myth last week. So getting it back would be huge. Thinking about that, thinking about the past 20 some years of this, really the past 10, I know at least offhand a handful of fellow colleagues and different folks out there, you know, working class, whether they're scholars or teachers or both, you know, who have experienced bankruptcy, and, you know, they were able to get their head above water. The reason they probably landed there is low wages in their profession, and or massive student loan debt. It just becomes, like I said earlier, the majority of your expenses is your loan repayment. And that's pretty economically crushing. So yeah. We were saying, I just wondered it when you're talking about if, you know, a step to eliminating student loan debt was restoring bankruptcy protection with it, you know, would that be something retroactively all those folks back, you know, in the past, you know, 10 years or so, or even five, you know, who experienced bankruptcy and have student loan debt, that it could be retroactive in a sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, our bill, if one can, it's definitely retroactive. Yes. So if you can, open and amend your bankruptcy filing according to the laws of your state, most people can within, I think, 5-6 years, then certainly you can go back and include your student loans. And remember, you know, nobody wants to file for bankruptcy. It's a terrible thing to have to do. But not having the leverage of bankruptcy on our side, that's 90% of the goodness of bankruptcy. Not that you can run out and file, you know, obviously nobody wants to do that. Just having the threat of bankruptcy on our side, the borrower's side, that's exactly what is needed to keep the lenders behaving ethically, to keep the price of college at a rational market, rational level. It really means everything. You know, a lot of people like to bag on the founders. I get that. But I think the founders had this one exactly right. And, you know,
you explain it, though, like that. I don't think we've ever heard about bankruptcy as this leveler of being able to actually put a borrower in a position of, you know, not total helplessness. You know, when we hear bankruptcy and the way it's taught to us, it's this shameful moment of where everything and, you know, bad people, bankruptcy, bad people. But at the same time, I think about that, though, it's like, you know, the past president, Donald Trump, got bankruptcy how many darn times in the past 40 some years? And it was just part of doing business, being a, you know, a multi-billion dollar businessman. Hey, guess what? Occasionally you go bankrupt. And that's one of the tools that a person would have at their disposal so that they, quote, don't go underwater and can then come back and still be a participating member of the community. Why, that's the part I'm really appreciating about this conversation is that to talk about bankruptcy, we're not asking for it to be restored so that we can get our free lunch. It's pointing out that bankruptcy kind of actually puts out a counterforce towards negative behavior on the lenders, is what you're saying.
That's exactly right. You know, it's not that everybody's going to rush out and file. Frankly, I don't think very many people at all are going to rush out and file for bankruptcy on their student loans. When that threat is returned, when we have that power back, then Joe Biden, for example, he's going to have to cancel loans very broadly. And maybe it'll be what Johnny said. Frankly, in my humble opinion, if I was looking at this thing from the seat of power in Washington, D.C., I would look at this thing and say, this one's done, ladies and gentlemen. This lending system needs to be completely erased, thrown on the scrap heap of failed U.S. policy experiments, and let's go forward and fund our colleges in a rational way and get back to what, you know, the halcyon days of the 1970s, as Joan described. We can do it. We're the most powerful country in the world, and the only thing holding us back is the bad politics, and quite frankly, that comes back in many ways to Joe Biden, I'm very sorry to say.
Oh, you're not very sorry to say that, Alan. I heard you during the breaks. You've been talking about that. Our guest, second week in a row, Alan Collins, studentloanjustice.org. Check out the website. Give them some support. Alan, thank you again for a great night. And have an awesome Thanksgiving, Alan. And we will definitely have you back again, though.
Well, thanks, guys. I just want to say one last thing. S-2598 and H-R-9110. Got to get these bills passed by the end of the year. Well, happy Thanksgiving, though.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Alan. And we will talk to you again shortly or in a couple of weeks. So there it is, Johnny. Bankruptcy, busted pencils, student loan deadbeats. My goodness, you know, kind of coming up here 1 minute. I'll give you 30 seconds to
We're having these. I'm glad we're having these conversations because they're important. You know, we got a big elections coming up, and I think, like Alan had said, this is one that should be a no-brainer. I even wonder, and I know I'm going to sound a little bit like a broken record for, you know, the Democratic Party. I think even as the Republican Party reforms and moves away from sort of this Trump's party version, which is an embarrassment to even the Republicans. But, you know, as both parties really evaluate what is their role in serving the good people of this country, you know, I think that the student loan crisis is a massive component to this upcoming election. I think it's a no-brainer. And I almost wonder, and I know I'm sort of re-hitting the same issues we've heard over and over, but how often have we bailed out companies? How often have we bailed out not only corporations, but massive banks? You know, I just want to know, at what point do we invest in the people of this country and build up their economic stability?
Oh, great question. What a great show. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. We will be back next week for more. Busted Pencils, have a great Thanksgiving.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!
Missed your...
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks
WFHR,
Club.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.